You are listening to the Whistler Plumbing Podcast, and I'm talking with James Whistler of Whistler Plumbing. And James, you're telling me that if I haven't flushed my water heater in more than 2 years, it's not worth doing at all. That's kind of sounds surprising to me. Why is that?
Well, that may be a little bit of a harsh statement. However, it does ring true in some cases. And sometimes whenever something is not maintained, it gets past a point of being able to maintain it. So if you have a lot of hardness in your water, it can build up significantly in your water heater. And so what happens is if you have a new water heater and it's not maintained properly, that buildup, especially when you have a lot of hardness, can build up a substantial enough amount there that you actually can't even drain the water heater. It plugs the hole and the drain at the bottom of the heater. One of the things that is important is before it gets to that stage is go ahead and do reoccurring maintenance to it once a year so that that hole does not get plugged. If that hole gets plugged and we try to drain it or remove the drain itself, sometimes it can be challenging to get the seal back on that port at the bottom of the heater. So that's where it comes in. If you haven't done it and it gets plugged, you may not be able to do it safely without damaging the water heater. In the manual of the water heater, it recommends that it's done every year. So as anything would be, is that it's best to follow the manufacturer recommendations for their product. So sticking to that once a year is very important. One of the other things is that flushing the water heater, once buildup gets on the elements, the electrical elements, it may and may not help remove that buildup from them elements. Flushing the water heater helps the buildup in the bottom of the tank, but the scale on the actual elements themselves may not be removed by just flushing the water heater. So if you don't do that periodic maintenance to it, that scale can build up, and 1/8 of an inch of scale buildup on the actual heating elements causes the energy usage to increase by 30%.
Wow.
Basically, so what you're trying to do is you're trying to heat through an insulation is really what that scale is insulation. And the energy is trying to heat through that and create the desired result of hot water. Another very important area is that if you have a well, sometimes wells are prone to bacteria, and they can be a nuisance bacteria, which means that they just smell, or they can be a harmful bacteria, which means it will affect your health. If you don't flush your water heater and that significant buildup gets in the bottom of the water heater, then that bacteria actually uses that as just kind of a breeding ground, or it'll continue to multiply in that buildup. And it can become very difficult to get rid of that smell or get rid of that buildup after it's set in there and have significant buildup. So just making sure that you don't have smells, you're energy efficient, and you don't get too far down the road that you cannot maintain your water heater. The best thing to do is to flush your water heater each year.
So if it's been two or three, four, maybe 4 years, is it one of those things where I kind of just have to wait for the system to run itself out, or is there anything I can do?
Well, it's always worth a try to flush it.
Okay.
Your water may not be that bad, and you may have squeaked by and still be able to flush it and still obtain that result. If you can't flush it, absolutely get a professional involved and look over the whole heater and make sure that you're not damaging something, or and it may be, if you don't want to replace the heater, that you do have to run the course. But I would say the first thing to do is just try to flush it. And if the valve does open up and you are able to flush it, then continue to flush it year to year from there.
Get a hold of James and his team to deal with your water heater. Like he said, once a year you want to be working with it, making sure everything is running properly. Don't wait more than 2 years. If it has been more than 2 years, though, give them a call. See what they can do for you to make sure everything works as long as possible. Thanks, James.